The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today, I would like just to share with you really mainly a testimony. We didn't know several years ago when we began radio programs and more recently podcasts and preaching to people over the telephone, we didn't know that one day we'd be entering this lockdown. But that's exactly what has happened, that many things were set in place, which means that although we cannot visit people overseas, we're still able to continue the work of God. I would like just to share with you a little testimony of how that all happened. One day I was watching the news and I saw that some terrorists had planted a bomb at Glasgow Airport. And what they had done was to hide within the bomb device a mobile phone. And the plan was that the mobile phone number would be rung and that when the mobile rang, that would trigger detonation of the bomb. That was the plan. Well, now, in fact, I'm grateful to report that it didn't work. And mercifully, the bomb did not go off, and therefore people were saved. However, what that just prompted within me was this. It was just this sense, look, if the terrorist, if the devil, in fact, is wanting to use mobile phones in order to cause destruction and devastation and death, why don't we see how we can use it for good? And so I began with one or two groups and just said, look, I can bring you ministry over the telephone. You simply are at the other end of the line. It's a bigger distance than normal. I'm not standing next to you, but you can interpret, translate, just as you would if I was standing beside you. Well, this began to catch on and a number of groups began to say, well, yes, we'd like this ministry as well. And now we have, I think it's something like 10 or more groups in Kenya which gather week by week. Clearly the virus situation has interrupted that. But they gather week by week and we're able to bring the word of God to them. Now the numbers have grown to such an extent that now, well, it's not just me. There are others involved, several others involved who are preaching over the telephone to the different groups. And it's really exciting to see how many people are now involved in this ministry. We've taken this ministry to Ethiopia and we've been able to share two or three times a year with groups that our friend Tadley has brought together. This has worked very well in Malawi, and ringing Aubrey in Malawi has just been a fantastic joy, because what has happened is that he's been preaching and people are coming to Christ in quite some numbers. So there's a teaching ministry and there's evangelistic ministry that are all working together at this time. It's been so encouraging to see the way that God is using this. One of my favourite pictures in recent years is a picture of Aubrey standing by a tree with a mobile phone. And what he was saying was that before he picked up his phone, not too many people were taking notice. But when he began to interpret the words that I was sharing, suddenly a considerable number of people gathered and people were keen to hear the message that was being presented. Now, we've also been able to do this in Sierra Leone. We're very grateful for our friend Emmanuel, and basically he has contact with two or three radio stations and indeed one television station. And what's been happening is that one's been able to bring a message which the mobile phone is put to the radio or television microphone, and then it's heard by sometimes thousands and thousands of people. So what began as a reaction to that terrorist activity has just continued to grow. We've been able to have people gather to share together, and they've been hearing over the phone a message, a greeting. In Uganda, we join a group there regularly, and sometimes one has brought messages like a Christmas message or an Easter message to these dear believers with our friend Bishop Peter. Just so many different situations have been developing. What seemed to be almost incidental has now, of course, become crucial, because even today I was able to telephone Aubrey, and he's able to assure me that all is well. Sometimes we bring a message like this into Pakistan. Just so many different places we're able to share. So I just really wanted to encourage you that God can do very good things out of things that seem to be so inconvenient, things that seem to have caused such a problem. God can bring something good out of it. And so today, I just want you to just reflect. Is God telling you to do something, something perhaps unusual, but something that will actually turn out to be a wonderful blessing? That's the sort of thing that God does. He said that this gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout all the world, and then the end will come. Well, one of the ways we can reach more people is through the telephone, through radio, through the television. We must take all means to make Christ known. Be encouraged. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.